Well, today we have a guest joining us by phone. CAM and Nottoway Valley Superintendent Paul Cron is with us here this morning. Paul, how are you today?
We're doing well.
Good.
Anytime you can get up and see the sun every day, I guess you can say you're doing well, right?
You betcha. Staying safe. Very good. Well, you know, a lot of people, pretty much everyone, has been affected in some way or form by the COVID-19 outbreak. Of course, schools particularly hard hit because just the complete shutdown. That means teachers are off at a time when they're not used to it. All the associated staff and support is all off. Parents are at home with kids who are not usually home at this time of the year, and we're trying to figure out what we're going to do here with the rest of the school year in some uncertain times. How have you been dealing with all of that?
Well, first of all, I want to commend everybody, parents, all the way to staff and the board and the administration as we went into this. I can remember getting a phone call about 3 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon from Tom Moore saying they're going to suspend the legislative session for 30 days, which triggered all kinds of conversations with superintendents that night into about 11 o'clock that night after it was announced that they recommend that schools close for 4 weeks. And we all got turned upside down in a short order. So as we got through that part of it in the first week, we looked at food preparation and ways to help feed our students and families and got that started last week in the first part of this week, and things are going well there. I just sent out a memo, impressively combined district-wide, serving 525 meals daily, serving them on Mondays and Thursdays, working through all those things as well, and got a report of a restaurant in the local communities that were feeding children for free when they came into their restaurant. So a lot of good things going on that way. Now, as we get into the next phase, 4 weeks will happen faster than what we think. We're almost through the second week. Administratively, we're looking at things that we can do to continue education for our students or give them resources to continue. We've been instructed at this time it's all voluntary, but, we want to do things that matter, that are relevant to kids. We also have high school students that are taking concurrent enrollment courses through the community colleges. After this week, they're starting to gear back up online, and those things will be required. So we want parents to understand that if their children are involved in those kind of programs, there's some expectations for them to continue to do those things online. And if there's trouble, obviously call into the schools and find out what we can do to help resolve that.
Sure.
Office hours now for the school, we're down to essential staff, which is the first week we had secretaries, custodians, central office in. We'll keep central office in for now. Next week, secretaries will be off. Custodians have deep cleaned all our buildings this week. So then they're going to do some other cleaning. When I say that, though, I'll say make them ready if we could get back in the 2 weeks. So we're walk-in ready for everything, and then if things need to adjust from there, we will. They'll try to do projects that make sense and can be able to start school when it's possible. We are planning right now probably a twofold approach here, but we're also saying we're allowed to be back April 13th. Administratively, we talked about bringing staff back on the 13th, and then families and students would know that they'd be back on the 14th. In case we get a last-minute notification that we can't do that. So we're trying to plan accordingly that way. And then there's a part of us that says, let's go down that path. If we don't come back on the 13th or 14th, what does that look like? And so that planning will probably start developing a little more in depth towards the end of next week. We're hoping we get indication, but, like everything else, until it's fact, we can't assume that it's going to change, knowing that it might. So you have to be flexible in all of this. And so that's where we really appreciate everybody's patience, understanding, and the ways that we are communicating. Hopefully it's effective enough that everybody knows where the school's at and what they're trying to do. Other things that, can happen during this 4 week period, we're trying to make those things happen as well. Like we had bus inspections in CAM yesterday. We're not going to shut down for that. That doesn't have an impact on the social distancing The people that are involved in that know how to stay away from each other and can operate and do those things in a normal fashion. It's when we have to bring everybody back and we're not following those social distancing, we're causing a bigger problem. So I think one of the neat things that came out of this is in education, we're to teach geography, government, and how things work. And if that is not being understood now, I mean, it's being played out in its entirety, how things moved from country to country, got into the United States, where is it at? You know, now you get know where you're at in the Iowa geography when things are close to you, Adair County, Page County, confirmed cases and things like that. But also how does it work in a system where you have to do your part as a citizen, you know, adhere to the warnings that they're given. I hope people in Iowa, you know, understand that we're not sheltered in place because we have to do those things of staying away, social distancing, to keep from having further restrictions. And if the government had to do those things, they'll do it. So we as a school understand that. We also know that we're a government entity that need to respect that. And so we're trying to do the best we can with our students and families to make sure we adhere to those guidelines that have been given out at federal and state levels.
Sure. Paul, when we do get things back to, well, what's relatively normal, I guess, do you think there are some things that maybe folks have learned or maybe picked up on that might be incorporated now into how we do things in schools because of this experience?
Well, one of the things we do spend a lot of time in, especially superintendents, I would say, you're listening to webinars, participating in webinars. And one I got the privilege to work on yesterday was a online learning or digital learning task force from the state level. There's about 30 individuals there from department chair to legislation to superintendents, AEA representation, IASB, so a variety of representation. One of the comments made in this, even though this is, you know, how do you make it official online learning, that's something that needs to be worked out. I mean, that's a huge task that probably can't get worked out in a small amount of days. But it's something that we talked about yesterday after this pandemic is past us. If we don't work out the details and prepare for something like this in the future, I don't think we're doing a good job of anticipating things that need to be addressed moving forward. Hopefully we never have to use it again, but if you're not prepared, you're not going to be able to implement things that make sense. And so that's kind of the struggle that educators are dealing with right now from all levels. When I say that, federal, state, and local levels, you know, try to do things that make sense. Try to help families and students, especially continue to learn to limit the loss of learning, maybe not be able to advance learning like we'd like to if we were in session. But we're also knowing that this is something that probably gives us something to work towards and goals that need to be set moving forward will be learned from this lesson going through this experience.
Sure. Can you talk to the parents a little bit in the districts that you represent? Do you anticipate that when the time does come that you get back to classes once again, will there be massive changes in the calendar? Do you anticipate like graduation, end of school to be roughly the same? I know the state's giving you some leeway now on the guidelines for graduation, moving on, the hours and days that you have to have school and things like that. Will there be massive changes to what they expect?
But what I would say now is to special events like prom and graduation, we all have to wait to see. I mean, if you had to anticipate and I was going to bet on it, I would say it's not going to happen. I mean, that way, if it does happen, you can adjust and make things happen. But I don't want people spending money and doing things. You know, I've heard of family events right when this was happening, the weekend of, that got canceled and there was lots of food and preparation there that, you know, they had to figure out a different way to use that food or it got wasted. And I don't want people to do things like that. But as a school district, we have made no official decisions on anything because we have no official guidance other than we're coming back on the 13th. And that is, we all know that that's something that's anticipated, but we'll have to wait to see how that happens. once that ball starts rolling and we get back into those events, then we'll start dealing with the things that we need to. Graduation, you know, will seniors graduate this year? That's the guidance. They're telling us to do everything in our power to make sure that they've met standards, you know, to do those things. And will kids advance in grades? I see things like that happening. You know, we will probably educationally move forward knowing that there was probably a loss of education from this current year into the future, and we will have to adjust to those things and take kids where they're at and move them forward in the educational process. So I don't see anything right now worth saying that we're going to do anything specific. I just want people to know that we have those things on our radar, and we, I'll say, put informal thought to this and not have made any official decisions on which way we're going. We're not universities yet. I think we're small enough that we can make a quicker turnaround, you know, on graduation. Like Iowa, and the big universities have decided to cancel graduation for this year. I don't see high schools doing that yet until we know whether we're going to be back in session or whether we're going to have restrictions of social distancing and number of people in a group. You know, the things that we're currently under would not allow things like that to happen. But we don't know if we can progress through that in this pandemic, and those things will be lifted, and then we can have them, you know. So I think I would just advise people to expect the worst-case scenario, because it's easier to deal with when it comes to planning for events like that they not happen. But we're going to try to do our best to get back to normalcy as soon as possible.
All right, very good. Well, with the home rule here in the state, that means there are an awful lot of decisions and discussions that have to happen on the local level, too. So, yeah, there are going to be a lot of quick visits when we're able to do that again. Very good.
And I think communities, especially in rural Iowa, understand, and I think they're Iowans, I think, and I'll say also rural Iowans, that they can common sense, and they can make some make good things happen in short order. If it makes sense to do it that way. And I think that's why before you make things official, you have to work, you know, do it in real time. And like I told somebody the other day, why are you calling me? And I said, well, I want the real information. I don't want something that's two days old, because it's probably outdated and I can't deal with that right now. So I got to have the most up-to-date information. So that's kind of where we're at as school districts too. We're poised in thinking about multiple solutions in multiple situations. But those are things that are happening behind the scenes, because we don't know anything official, and it doesn't do us any good to put out misinformation and just create panic, and we don't want to do that either.
That's right. Well, you're never going to see a time where kids are going to be so happy to be back at school again.
Yeah, I've heard that already.
Very
good. I thought my own kid was sick when he said that.
Well, Paul, thank you so much for the time here this morning, and thanks for your leadership. We appreciate it.
Yeah, we appreciate all the help you guys are giving us, too, and getting this information out multiple ways to people, and reassuring that together we can all get through this, and we'll learn some things from it and get better from these experiences as well.